Horror Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfulofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a bit in between, take a break and play with my brand new iPod. Wait, iPod? No, it's an iPhone. It's a whole kit and caboodle. I know, the iPhone 4 is just about to be announced and I get the 3. I can upgrade to it with just a trade-in and... never mind. Anyway, you're going to enjoy this. This is Weekly Challenge 215, and the topic is The Message. The music in the background isn't by Guy David, but you can hear more from him at GuyDavid.com and put that stuff in the theme music for your show or story. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of The Message, so I should shut up and get started. First up is our longtime friend Zach Mann, the man so nice, he sent in stories twice. Here's Zach Mann's two stories.
Son, there is something important I have to tell you. Why do you have to guess? You have been told this before. No, you are not adopted, and your mother is not having a baby. No, your brother only dates girls. Yes, Jesus and your parents love you, but what I am trying to say is tomorrow is trash day, and you should bring the trash, recyclables, and yard waste cans to the end of the driveway before you go to bed. Oh, did I mention receiving a letter telling me you might have a 20-year-old sister?
Oh, wait, I found out that I had a sister a while back. All right, well, thank you, Zach Mann, and here's his other story.
I sat watching the news on the feed wondering, why did my chain-smoking grandfather go crazy and kill all those people? Was it the tobacco or whatever else was in his pipe? Is whatever mental condition that made him do that hereditary? I was still confused when I hit the play button on the telephone and heard my mother's voice saying, "You know your grandfather quit smoking 30 years ago. You need to know your grandfather did not do that terrible thing. That was a very well-made but evil steam-powered robot. Run, it's headed towards your house."
Evil steam-powered robots. Wait, what about wind-up robots? They're even more evil. Thank you, Zach Mann. And folks, I just want to remind you, if you feel like sending in more than one story for a topic, go right on ahead. If you just, you know, are just writing like crazy, like mad, please do so. However, if you have some that are left over, go ahead and send them over to another place as well. That's the Dribblecast, Dribblecast. They accept 100-word stories, too, and it's kind of an open-source thing based off the Drabblecast. Go to the forums over there for more information. So, there you go. All right, and if you have suggestions for other sites that you can post your madness to, like Flying Island Press, or World Builders, or Merciless Storytellers, or the Escape Pod Flash Fiction Contest, right now they're down to their last bracket, the Escape Pod ones, I'm going to post one to that one, too. I would really love to help promote those. Although there's probably just five people listening at this point, considering the amount of votes. Even though I know the true stats, I don't like looking at the stats. That kind of obsession will drive you crazy. You know, it's like, oh, I got another listener. Oh, I got another listener. I mean, do I look like Will Ross? Next up, Wilma has returned. Cool. Although, She sent this in W4A format, and I've kind of rebuilt my laptop a few times. I don't know if I have the converter. Oh well, let's find out if I have the converter. Here we go, and welcome back, Wilma.
Hi, this is Wilma with entry number 215. The title of this week's story is Earthbound. My birthday. 40. Humph. Over the hill or the new 30? Only if you're in Hollywood with a team of airbrushers and body mechanics. Looking down at my favorite dessert, a baked Alaskan, I zone out, letting my eyes slip out of focus. Words wave at me. The high meringue peaks form curvy script that reads, "Come home." Images of stars whirring and a green ocean flash before my mind's eye. Blinking, I shake my head and think a bullfighter at 40 is the new 50. Time for a desk job. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.
Well, thank you for writing and recording in a format that actually converted. I can't guarantee that formats other than MP3 will work. I'll give it a try, but it's Sunday morning, and I'm kinda lazy. Plus, the quicker I get this done, the quicker I can do my walk. Yeah, I know, it's kinda weird. I'm enjoying my walk like a dog. But you know what? It's fun, and I get out there, and this time I'm gonna be testing the iPhone on the 3G network, because we're right near an AT&T tower, because it's just right down there on West Park. You know, they have T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, and the other one. Oh, yeah, AT&T. All there right along West Park within one block, so you can, you know, hop between. Sprint had some good deals, but not good enough. I get a discount through them at work, but the wife gets a discount for AT&T. And it turned out that one was better, and I wanted the iPhone. Either that or an incredible. No one had a discount for Verizon. I don't know why we've been with them for 10 years. That's right. They've got the best network in town. But that's okay. We've got a tower right above us, practically, for AT&T. So, anyway, I'm blithering again. But I like my walks. I really do. And, by the way, I haven't stepped on the scale yet, but yesterday it said 226. So I'm hoping that Monday I can get down to 225, although I had two Boca burgers and some bacon on them. Oh, well, you got to have some balance in your life. I've babbled enough. Who's next? Let's see. Who's next? Who's the next victim? It's Guy David. He does the music. Well, I've used a different template for the beginning, but he does the music for the ending of the podcast, and he does the music for this. So let's see what he's got.
The bottle washed up on the shore. As I picked it out with trembling hands, I could hear whispers from within. I hesitated for a moment, knowing what was bound to happen. Then curiosity got the better of me, and I unscrewed the cork. A happy genie burst from within and said, "I have a message for you from the Happy Genie Society. Your AGS membership has expired. Your terms are the regular ones. Once you serve your sentence, you would be free again for another term, respectively." As I screamed, my body contracted and I was squeezed into the bottle.
Cool. Thank you, Guy David. And try to avoid any bottles. I know I spent some time in the bottom of a bottle for a very long time. But hopefully I can get, well, let's see. I've got the 2005 Cabernet Sauvignon by Chateau Saint Jean. God, that was $50. But I haven't opened it yet. I've still got a 2007 and I've got a 2008. Those are actually pretty good for the price. Those are around $12 to $13 here. So, but this one is $50. This one, You think it's going to be better? I don't know. So I may just open all three at once because I drink quite a bit of wine if I drink. And believe me, this week I'm going to need it. Oh, well. At least it's not beer. Beer tears me up now. I can't touch Jack Daniels right now either. The blood pressure meds don't play nice with it. Next up is Steven, the nuclear man. And he's got a fun little story here. I wonder what Roberto is up to.
Steven the Nuclear Man here. I wanted to let you know that this week's story ties into Generation Ship from 2 weeks ago. Roberto watched the man, the uniform's name tag read Jones, on the screen. Despite the vast bulk of the Generation Ship in the shuttle windows, he could not look away from the flickering pixels from what remained of Earth. China's shortwave disappeared just after you launched, Jones said. Nothing from the EU, nothing from undersea. Jones laughed a little, wiped his forehead. And nothing from the rest of Canaveral either. The corners of Jones's face drooped. I think I'm it. Jones took a deep breath. Well, good luck. As Jones reached for the controls, a gray-blue hand grasped his shoulder.
Cool. I like continuation stories, especially when they both continue the previous story or can stand alone on their own. That takes special class. Thank you, Stephen. And be sure to check out some of Stephen's storytelling when he has the time. He sometimes does that in Second Life. I haven't managed to catch one recently. I saw one at Heron Island. But if he's got a Subscribe-O-Matic or a group set up, I'm going to subscribe to that one because his one when he did it was really, really cool. It didn't have music in the background or anything, but I don't do that either. My mixer kind of messed up. Maybe the iPhone can act as a mixer. Hey, this thing can do anything. There's an app for that. Hold on. Let me look through my apps. Okay, slide to unlock. I'm getting used to that. I'm on my contacts. All right. I've got the standard ones, and then I've got Alarm Clock, TweetDeck, Byline. Byline does RSS feeds. AccuWeather, Skype, Pocket Metaverse. Hold on. Flip. AOL. Never mind. Cinch. Dragon Dictation is really cool. It actually knew what Crap Mariner was. eBuddy does all the IM networks. Airhorn. That's kind of a silly one. You shake it. My Bank. Fandango for movies. Shrek is playing. Now it's No Passes. It dumped the No Passes rule, so I might see it Monday or Tuesday, right after work. Fandango, Lose It for losing weight. Mitch Wagner suggested that one, and he actually was one of the inspirations for me to get on this kick. Daphne was too, and a few others, and DeVera suggested as well, and she's lost a bunch. Wow. PayPal, Shoutcast, F-Stream. F-Stream is for streaming. I'm going to test that with Torben Asp if I get done by then. Discover for credit card. Zippo lighter, you have to have a lighter one. But it's kind of an advertising-filled one, so it's a pain in the butt. I want a simple one. Wikipedia, flashlight, yeah. Feline says it's good for finding black cats in the dark. Ustream broadcaster and viewer. I'm not too sure if I'm going to be doing much broadcasting, but the viewing, yeah. And then free Wi-Fi locator, which I know is just all the Chick-fil-A's nearby. So, and Burger King and all that. So, there's an app for that. This is so cool. And that's just, I've got three screens full now, and I'm sure I'll put in more. It's a 32 gig. I know, spend another $100 and you could probably pack it into 16, but I've got the podcast and the music. The music takes up 19 gig. The podcasts take up 9. And I don't want to use that all up because I also do snapshots and movies of the cats. So all the podcasts and all that I'm putting on my iPod still, which still works. But the music is there. And I may put some of it on some and, whatever. But the iPod is 160 gig. So I'm babbling like an Apple fanatic. I started off with an Apple II Plus. Can you blame me? But this is a gateway laptop. I'm not going to a MacBook Pro. Not me. I'm not ready for it yet. I'm not ready for Ubuntu either. I'm not. Anyway. Ooh, we got somebody coming back. Orion has returned. I saw him on Twitter, and by the way, the Twitter account is 100 Word Stories. I'll tell you more about that later. First up, Orion. Orion has returned, and here is his story from his universe.
Wayne sighed to himself as he placed item after item into the empty printer paper box. Anyone watching wouldn't have been able to tell if it was of relief or disappointment. Not that anyone was watching. All heads were turned away. Was it out of some perverse respect? Was this a private moment for Wayne and the other 100 or so doing the same? Wayne looked at the box and wondered whether or not there was a lot for 20 years. All that he left behind was a single slip of paper. It was, ironically enough, pink.
Aw, poor Wayne. Well, he'll get a new job soon. The economy is picking up, and he'll join the census department as people harassing folks door to door and breaking in and attacking and raping them. Yeah, those employment numbers. Right. Anyway, thank you, Orion. You know, I wondered how much I'd have to carry home if I were fired. I've got the drawer full of junk, because it's all full of food. But it's all healthy food. And then I've got whatever's in the fridge, which is probably a half-used hummus jar. I use one every 2 days. And then, you know, if there are any leftover vegetables, but I bring those in fresh every day. And then there's the toys on the desk. I can take home the plasma ball, the little fountain thingy's broken, I can throw that out, the aquarium, or I've got that little mini slideshow thingy, which is tiny, and, you know, for the same price, I could get a 5-inch one now that runs off USB. Oh, well, it was a cute gadget. Anyway, I'm blithering enough. How about we do another story here? You like that? You like that? You're here for stories and not me rambling? Well, yeah, I should shut up now. Next up is TJ. Now, he's from North Dakota, but don't hold that against him. Instead, what you should hold against him is, a happy purring kitten. There you go. And, here's TJ.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we're having spring. Seriously, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. We just had a blast of rain moments ago, and now birds are back out singing. Anyway, my story for Weekly Challenge 215 with the prompt of message is Awkward Silence. From under his beach umbrella, Marcus caught a glint of sunlight on glass. Littering, he grumbled, rose to investigate. It was an old bottle stopped with seaweed, and there was a message inside. He unfolded it and read, "Help! The ship's engines blew up. I'm trapped on an island. I don't know where I am. If you find this, call my son, Marcus." And then, his number. Mom? She'd gone missing years ago. He'd waited, then had her declared legally dead. He'd used part of the insurance settlement for a vacation to the beach. Mom?
Cool. I like that one. That one was cool, TJ. Thanks. You should put that one up on the Dribblecast and see what folks do with that. That's a good one. I like it. Hey, folks, by the way, about the Dribblecast thing, I don't know how they do it, if it has to be yours or if someone can post some others, but I know I'm going to post a link in the forums over there suggesting the weekly challenges, and then hopefully folks will post over there. But the more places you get your stuff out, the more enjoyment people will get out of them. I'm not going to say you're going to make a ton of money off of it. I mean, look how much you've made off of this podcast. Oh, that's kind of depressing, isn't it? Oh, well, might as well cheer up. Mom might be out there. And speaking of mom, here's Justin. He's about to become a mom a second time. Anyway, here's Justin, and he has an alter ego. Do you know what it is?
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lumister here with my 100-word story. Retired, had to work today on Saturday. But, so my story today is actually about a Star Wars character I made for a role-playing game I'm playing online on my forum, which isn't linked to on my website if you look for it, because it's not really a public forum, just the people who use it are on there, so I don't get spammers and stuff. If you really want to read our game, though, just ask me. Don't touch the microphone. And I'll give you the link. You can probably find it with Google if you really wanted to. Interestingly enough, I'm playing with another friend of mine on the game, and he picked the spaceship that looks like a space turtle. If you look... I don't know where it is. Anyways, there's a Star Wars ship. Sorry, somebody's grabbing my mic stuff. A Star Wars ship that looks like a turtle and it flies through space. Anyways, so, story. I didn't actually load it. Because I'm getting attacked by my child and I'm tired. Here we go. Deepin Pwan laid in a bed and pondered his parents' latest concerns. The Chancellor's recent actions surely meant trouble for the Republic. Despite always having traveled the galaxy, he nervously awaited tomorrow's embarking upon an adventure of his own into the galaxy, with his new ship, the Jester's Flare, and a childhood friend, Arlo Turkaloo, as a pilot. The adventure will be one of profit and intrigue, buying goods and gathering information, selling them both. He'd miss Mon Calamari, but he suspected he'd not be home anytime soon. He had a bad feeling about what was going on in the galaxy. And a little note I forgot to mention, the Game Master and one of the other players decided that my ship engines were modified so that when it goes through space it goes meow. So I guess that's a little funny sound for the end.
Thank you, Justin. Hey, can I use I'm getting attacked by my child and I'm tired as a ringtone? How do I do that? How do I make a ringtone out of that for this? With a BlackBerry, you like just take an MP3 file and you put it in ringtones and boom, there you go. But I don't know how to do it on this one. I'm sure that I have to pay for it because everything you do on an iPhone you pay for. Even the free apps are like, okay, and by the way, you have to pay for this. Or, oh, there's a pro version that has that feature that you're beating your head against the wall for. It's the beating your head against the wall feature. We can tell you're beating the head against the wall because of the potentiometer. It's shaking your phone. I've yet to use the shake your phone section. Hold on, wait. I have. Hold on, wait. And bring up the... That's the air horn. Oh, wait. That's the air horn. That's a little loud. That one's cool. I like that. There's also a lightsaber one, but I haven't gotten that one yet. Of course, on my BlackBerry, I use the Star Wars blaster. Because it's like, the hokey religions and cheap swords are no match for a good blaster, kid. I love that phrase. Anyway, thank you, Justin. cool one there. All right, who's next? Norval Joe! Norval Joe and then Jeffrey both plugged Flying Island Press. I haven't sent a story into it yet. I'm trying to get something just right. And now that I have the iPhone, I can use Dragon Dictate to ramble. And I can ramble into the phone. And then it'll work. Because the one with BlackBerry didn't work too well on the curve. Ooh. Just woke up. So I know. Then a child's going to attack me. But here is Norval Joe and his story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 215 with the prompt of The Message. So here's my story. I was sitting on the back porch in a plastic patio chair eating chili cheese pork rinds and listening to the game on my transistor radio, and the pork rind package was making all those crinkly, crackly sounds, and the next thing you know, out of my radio come the same sounds, and I said, Ethel, listen to that. I'm communicating with space aliens. And she said, Bobby, don't be stupid. That's just cosmic microwave background noise. If it is aliens, what's their message? I told her. They want pork rinds and Dr. Pepper. Ethel said, Bobby, you're full of crap. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Woohoo! Another sound clip that I can turn into a ringtone. You're full of crap. Hey, folks, if I figure out how to turn stuff into ringtones, I won't charge anything for them because it's like it's your stuff. Do you want, like, you know, hey, that's full of crap. You know, have, like, ringtone of the week, and then you could, like, show off how geeky you are by, like, hey, I'm using the 100-word stories ringtone of the week. I just need to figure out how to do it. Is there a tutorial for that out there? I'll know who's actually listening by who sends me the link, and I'm not going to acknowledge when someone sends it so that you all have to send it to me. It's like, oh, God, I'm going to look it up for them. Why don't you Google it, stupid? That's what your whole job is anyway. You know, you're paid way too much just to Google stuff and then reply to someone. Oh, yeah, I should stop reading Twitter while doing this. I should just stop reading everything. The New York Times, Wall Street Journal, all of that. Hey, is there a New York Times and Wall Street Journal app? Don't I have to pay for that? I don't want to pay for anything. You know, but we did get the discount for the phones, and, you know, it was going to be two Motorola Droids, you know, buy one, get one free, and then, like, the discount, and then, like, the new every two. That would have been $150 for both of them. But the plan was going to be $170 a month. This one, the plan winds up being about $105 a month. It was normally going to be $130. But that drops because of the employee discount stuff. And so it's going to be $105. The hardware, $470. You know, that was a discount from about, I don't know, $550. And I may buy some more stuff. And if I go with the iPhone 4, I have to pay the difference, which I'm assuming is going to be $100, plus the restock, which is $20. And then when I do that, then I'll put a skin on it. I'll probably talk to Aphrodoxia. She's doing some cool skins, and ask her to design up a Three of Swords one. So, anyway, I've looked for skins with the Three of Swords. Hey, if you see any of those, I've been looking on Google. Don't see one that I like. Even if it's just the Rider-Waite card, I don't mind. But the thing is, if I put a skin on it, it really won't be all that useful, because I've got, like, this armored thing on this. This armored case, this padded armored case, because I told the guy the reason why I'm getting a new phone is because mine got soaked in the rain. So he gave me a waterproof one. Well, sort of waterproof. I mean, there's got to be a hole for the microphone. There's got to be a hole for the, you know, earpiece. My wife got a new phone, too. First day, I knew it. First day, how do you get to voicemail? How do you get to this? And I'm like, you press and hold the one button just like the other. I mean, yeah, and see, look, the little reel-to-reel thing. Oh, that's record. That isn't voicemail. That isn't, like, a message. God, icons. And then, like, you know, it's not loud enough. You know, okay, well, get a hearing aid. You know, mine's... you want to know how I tell if my phone's loud enough? I move it from my left ear to my right. You know, for years, I put the phone up to my left ear. It's a habit. And so it's like, oh, too loud. Oh, move it to the other side, dumbass. You know, I don't need sign language lessons. I just need to be smacked. I'm such a retard. Anyway, oh, yeah, Jeffrey Haidt. Used to be with Great Heights, now with Flying Island Press. Here we go.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Haidt, and this is my entry for the 100-word story contest. Week number 215. I want to first say congratulations to Lawrence for making it for 5 years. Thank you very much, Lawrence, for giving us a forum to do this every week. All right, so here's my story, and I call it the error message. Hey, Roger.
Yes, Bob.
Would you take a look at this for me?
Sure, Rog. What do you got?
Well, this message just appeared on my screen, but I can't believe it's right, but...
Whoa, I've never seen that one.
Me either. That's what's so strange. So what do you think I should do?
Well, do what it says, I guess. It's never steered us wrong before.
As the lights went out all over the ship and the environmental systems went offline, Bob wondered if he really should have hit Control-Alt-Delete to reboot. This has been my entry, the error message. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you're wondering, Flying Island Press, you still have a few days to get your entry in for our first issue. June 15th is the deadline for the story on the topic of origins. And until next time. 35, 67, 150.1.
Ooh, he's got a secret numerical message there. Or maybe he's tagging his stuff. I don't know. Maybe this is like Lost. In a few years, there'll be a split of, like, you know, Jeffrey Height 1 and Jeffrey Height 2. And then, like, one will be alive and then one will die, kind of like Jack. And then who knows which universe is which. Yeah, that's kind of... Oh, shit. I spoiled it for the people in another country. Oh, well, I don't watch Lost. Fuck you all. All right. Thank you, Jeffrey. And remember, Flying Island Press. I'll... have that in the sidebar or something. I have all this stuff in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com on the sidebar, and I just need to get better about updating the template. So, here comes the last one. It's by Planet Z. I read for him last week. Let's see if he's got the time to read for himself. Here it is. You suffer along with me, Planet Z.
Sometimes, a message is lost in the medium. Take, for example, Jigs Casey, just an ordinary petty thief facing his third strike for burglary. His lawyer said that he was facing serious jail time now, and his bail was set high enough to convince his gang to try to break him out. They smuggled in the cupcake for him. Jigs tore into it, looking for a file to hack his way through the bars. Never mind that the holding facility was using some fancy newfangled keypad locks, and the master code had been written in frosting on the cupcake.
And there you have it. Bunch of stories about the message. Now, if you had a hard time understanding them, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a poll on that site where you can choose your favorite. That will determine who picks the topic for next week, or if it is a tie, a dual, or triple, or five-way topic. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe find out where they live, and steal their laundry, and dress up like them for Halloween. Oh, the music in the background? Guy David. I told you so. GuyDavid.com. And now, to pretend to be like Escape Pod, some podcast business. I set up a Twitter account at 100 Word Stories. That's at 100 Word Stories. The squiggly thing that looks like a snail. A nipple. I hope to use it to announce various 100-word stories things, such as announcing receipt of stories, new topic, other flash fiction writing sites, and so on. And when you see the announcement of the next topic, you know it's too late to send in a story for this week. That's for you 4 a.m. Sunday morning night owls, who really want to send the one in that they forgot to send in. The next topic will be, good Lord, that's not pie, and motion. Some other sites that you can send fiction to. Escape Pod has a flash fiction contest going on right now. Go to their forums at Escape Artists. Merciless Storytellers, there is always a ladder to be built. Flying Island Press, where it's about flying islands. Go to their site to learn more. And also World Builders Unlimited, because if you limit a world builder, you wind up with a third of the world. And finally, The Dribblecast at The Drabblecast. You'll never get featured on The Drabblecast. You're not like me. Come on, I'm kicking sand in your face over and over. Happy birthday, robot. Anyway, thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And until tomorrow, where there will be one more story. I keep saying that. Until the day I die. Oh, keep it brief. Closing.